I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ramadan is a time of drawing closer to God, but for some, that means killing those who don't. Over the weekend, three countries witnessed terrorist attacks, with ISIS claiming responsibility for at least one. This presents increased danger for everyone in Muslim-majority nations, but Christians are most at risk. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
we need to pray that God will protect them and pray for a sense of encouragement and a sense of being bold in their faith during this month, even though, you know, the danger is heightened. The risk is there.
What happens when God answers the trivial prayers? A Vision Beyond Borders team was just in a closed Central American country and found that out firsthand. A box of supplies they'd sent earlier included silverware. I know, random, right? But it turns out the church had been asking God for it. And now when they say God supplies all our needs, all they have to do is point at the forks. You can see stuff like this happen firsthand. Check out the VBB mission trips and ask God about it. His answer could surprise you. And you've probably heard the word outcast before, but do you know where the word actually comes from? It's applied to the Dalits, the lowest members of India's caste system. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says you can help them share the gospel's good news with the Dalits. We'll connect you at our website.
Part of that good news for India's low caste people is the discovery for the first time in their lives that they are created by God in His image, that they're cherished, that they're loved uniquely, that He knows them personally, even down to each hair on their head.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing, the dramatized audio New Testament players. Just click on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.